This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has left on a two-day visit to Russia beginning today to attend the 16th Brazil, Russia, India, China and South Africa BRICS Summit in Kazan. The summit is themed on strengthening multilateralism for just global development and security. Speaking to Akashvani correspondent in Kazan, India's ambassador to Russia, Vinay Kumar, said the summit will provide an important platform for leaders to discuss key global issues and it will also assess the progress of initiatives launched by BRICS. Mr. Kumar said Prime Minister Modi will hold bilateral meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Earlier in his departure statement, Mr. Modi said that India values the close cooperation within BRICS, which has emerged as an important platform for dialogue and discussion on issues concerning the global developmental agenda, reformed multilateralism, climate change, economic cooperation, building resilient supply chains. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that India's banking system has remained robust with low levels of non-performing assets and high capital adequacy ratios. She added that the financial sector has been crucial in sustaining growth by providing the necessary credit to fuel investment in key industries. The finance minister said this while addressing a session at Columbia University at New York in USA. The session's theme was India's economic resilience and prospects amidst a challenging and uncertain global environment. India has dispatched the first tranche of assistance, comprising 30 tons of medicine and food items today, as humanitarian assistance for the people of Palestine. The assistance has been sent through the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine refugees in the Near East. In a social media post, External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said the consignment includes essential medicines and surgical supplies, such as dental products, general medical items, and high-energy biscuits. The Election Commission today issued notification for the second phase of Jharkhand Assembly elections. 38 constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 20th of November. 29th October is the last date of filing of nominations. Candidates can file their nominations from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Scrutiny of nominations will be done on 30th of October. Last date for withdrawal of candidature is 1st November. Assembly elections in Jharkhand are being held in two phases. The second phase of polling will take place on 20th November, while the polling for the first phase is on 13th November. The notification for assembly elections in Maharashtra has been issued today. A single-phase polling for all 288 assembly seats in the state will be held on the 20th of November. The last date for filing nominations is 29th October and scrutiny of nominations will be done on 30th October. The last date for withdrawal of nominations is 4th November. Out of a total 288 seats, Maharashtra has 234 general constituencies. There are 25 ST seats and 29 SC seats. Maharashtra has a total of over 9 crore 63 lakh voters, of which 4 crore 97 lakh are male and 4 crore 66 lakh are female voters. RBI Governor Shaktikant Das has said that India's growth story remains intact as its fundamental drivers, consumption and investment demand, are gaining momentum. In the RBI's monthly bulletin, Mr. Das said that India is likely to see the real GDP growth at 7.2% for the financial year 2024-25. He added that prospects of private consumption looks bright on the back of improved agricultural outlook and rural demand. The severe cyclonic storm Dana is heading towards Odisha coast as the cyclonic circulation is gaining strength in Bay of Bengal. Though the India Meteorological Department is yet to predict the exact location of the landfall of the severe cyclonic storm, many weather models have said it is expected to make landfall between Bhitarkanika and Dhamra off Odisha coast on the intervening night of Thursday and Friday with a wind speed of about 120 km per hour. The IMD has said the cyclonic system will become a depression by 11:30 this morning and then a cyclonic storm by tomorrow morning. And that is the end of this news bulletin.